This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. Come on, Dan, let's go. Got to get up. Got to get up. Got to get a-getting. We got to find some folks who are standing around that we can spread the gospel with and share the gospel with folks, tell them how the Lord saves a sinner. And you and I got to get up and go. So I praise the Lord, folks, for y'all being with us. Many of you have been listening for a long time, and some maybe haven't been around too long. Old Trailblazer, just a poor old sinner saved by grace. And I had a person call me the other day, tell me, don't say that. Well, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. That's all I am. And you a sinner, either saved or lost. I'm not sure. I don't know your heart. But I know one thing. The Lord has to do the saving. And yet the Lord is gracious. The Lord said he waits to be gracious. And we've been looking at the condition of man, his heart, and all those things. And looking there, going over that totally depraved condition, you see and I see how foolish it is for preachers and evangelists and those folks who think by high pressure or persuasion or psychology or manipulation they can get a sinner to just make a decision for Christ and call that salvation. They don't even call it Christ no more. They say Jesus. Just come on, trust Jesus. But listen, many will never know how the awfulness and the tragedy of trafficking the souls in such manner until they wake up in hell along with their converts. Now, I know that's not popular, my friend, but it's the truth. The Lord gave me grace a long time ago to be true to your soul. I know I'm not popular. I'm not a popular person, but my heart's big as a pumpkin, and I don't. If I offend you, it's with the gospel, not on purpose. No. But did you know the gospel is offensive? The Bible says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. That's offensive. Little silk handkerchief preachers never go there. They won't say that. I'm just marvel at preachers that I hear on the radio, and they'd never, and maybe once in a while I hear one on the television, and usually I don't want to do that because they got those choreography and they got all this waterfalls and palm trees are swaying in the back and all that. Mood lights, and I don't care for that stuff. That's all of Satan. But my friend, I don't hear them talking about the reality of Christ. That's what we do here at the Trailblazer. We talk about the reality of Christ. Is Christ real to your heart? Are you sure that you're saved? Do you know that you're saved, my friend? That's the purpose in preaching, that the gospel may go home to some heart. But listen, many will never know the awfulness of the tragedy of trafficking in souls. That's what I call it, trafficking in souls, until they wake up in hell. I don't care how much an individual may imitate salvation or how, if he or she has missed the Lord, they missed it all. It's either Christ or hell. You must be born again. Or, listen, if we preachers would stop trying to bring souls to Christ and depend on the Holy Spirit, we'd get somewhere. That's what I tell you often here, that it's only the power and grace and love of the Lord by the Holy Spirit to come there, to initiate. Did you know the Lord initiates the salvation of every soul? That means he takes the beginning work there. He starts that work. He initiates it. Listen, it's our business to tell sinners, to depend on this Holy Spirit. It's our business to tell sinners how the Lord saves us and give them our testimony of saving grace under the power of the Holy Spirit. And then preach the gospel, giving our testimony, and then looking to Christ through His Spirit to awaken, to woo, to win, to call sinners to Himself. Christ said, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. Let me ask you folks there something. Can you tell me how God saved you? In our last study, I mentioned that. If you'd sit down and write me and tell me how the Lord saved you. Oftentimes here at Old Trailblazer, just an old country bumpkin, and I'm just whatever the Lord makes me. But oftentimes I try to be plain and dealing with folks. And I asked you church folks, to ask your pastor. If you got a good pastor, ask him one day kindly and gently, say, Pastor, would you take a Sunday evening service and just tell us how the Lord saved you? Give us the background of your life and where the Lord found you and how the Lord awakened you and saved you and brought you to this hour. I don't want to hear how you trusted Jesus when you were 7 years old. Not that. Tell us how the Lord saved you. The old trailblazer does that occasionally, just tells us. And he told me, asked me to ask you to tell us. And it may bless his heart for you to want to know how and when the Lord saved him. We have a booklet here on how and when God saved a Baptist preacher. If you write me, I'll send you that book by Pastor Shelton. He tells you how the Lord awakened him, saved him after he'd been preaching for 25 years. And he was criticized much for that. But my friend, the greatest thing in the world. But listen, can you tell me how the Lord saved you? Do you know that the average church member today has never been made to stop and think or stop and consider whether they're saved or lost? They cannot tell how God saved them? That shows they're not saved. That just shows they're not saved. I don't mean that you can give every detail, and I know some folks are reluctant to speak in front of a group. I know that. But my friend, oftentimes when you're in church, if you someone's sitting by you that you're a friend with, while you got an intermission, say, "Well, tell me how the Lord saved you." Would you do that? Would you just tell me what the Lord means to you today while we're waiting on the preacher to come out? Oh, my friend, we need to be sincere, don't we? But listen, I praise the Lord for every one of you whom the Lord has saved. I have many, many folks across this nation who have written me and told me how the Lord saved them. And then I have many who have written me, called me, emailed me, and said, Pastor, I'm not saved. Would you pray for me? And I do. I pray right over. I just put the phone, pick up the phone, go to praying right over the phone. And I believe the Lord's in it. I believe the Lord. Folks call me from wherever and ask me to pray for them. I believe I ought to do it. And if you get those kind of phone calls, Pastor, you stop and pray for them and bring them to the throne of God's grace and ask the Lord for them. Now, we look further there. We find that man was conceived in sin, shapen in iniquity. Psalms 51, you know that psalm, most of you can quote it. I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. My friend, that's where we come from. Sin, we brought us into this world. Every member of Adam's race is conceived in sin in their mother's womb and are shapen in iniquity. Then we find that a man is a transgressor from the mother's womb, according to Isaiah 48. Yea, thou heardest not. Yea, thou knewest not. Yea, from the time that thine ear was not open, for I knew that thou wouldest deal treacherously and was called a transgressor from the womb. Here is a clear statement of man's totally depraved condition. He's called a transgressor from the womb, one who has had his own way, walked in his own opinion, wanted his way and his will. Folks ask me oftentimes why they're not saved. I said, because your will's never been broken. Did you know the Bible says plainly that ye willed not to come to Christ that you might have life? You willed. Now, I know that we preach and teach that God elected a number and has an elect, but my friend, did you know you have a responsibility? That's right. That's right. You have a responsibility to come to Christ, my friend. He tells you, come on to Christ. He told a man there at the pool, that man had been there for 38 years, waiting for the angel to move the water. And the Lord Jesus came by there one morning early, and he told that man, take up thy bed and walk. Did you know when the Lord gives you that command, he also gives you the grace, the faith, the strength to come to Christ? That's right. That's right. The old blind Bartimaeus was crying, squalling, and cutting up. And the scripture said he arose. He arose and came to Jesus. He got up. He threw off all those old rags. That's a picture of salvation. When the Lord begins to deal with the heart, we start throwing off those old rags, don't we? That's right. Folks ask me if the Lord will save you while you're living in sin. I said, no. He'll start cutting away all those things, briars and brambles. And one man asked me one day, he said, Pastor, will the Lord save a man living in adultery, shacking up? I said, no. He'll give you grace to leave out of there, oh, like a scalded dog. Oh, my friend, sin. You can't live in sin and trust the Lord. The Lord saves you from sin, not in sin. He doesn't save you in your sin. Surely he saves sinners. He does. He saves the worst kind of sinners it ever was. Don't let Satan deceive you into thinking that you're too sinful to be saved. My friend, look around. That's the reason I tell you to read the story of some of these old Puritans that we have and other good books that we have here. And the Lord saves only sinners. Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. Christ came to save sinners, lost sinners. My friend, you don't have to get good to be saved. You can't do nothing. You can't clean up, scrape up, do anything. You just like the old prodigal son. You sitting on that bucket in that hog pen. You smell like a hog. And the Lord said, the Bible said, he came to himself and he got up and headed home. Oh, I love to see when a sinner heads home. My friend, I don't see much of it. I don't see much striving to enter in. I don't see much crying to the Lord. Did you know the Bible says if you cry unto the Lord, he'll answer you? The Bible says we ask not, we have not, because we ask not. You're not saved because you don't ask the Lord to save you. You don't ask the Lord to save you. You don't ever get quiet before the Lord. You don't. Let me tell you, you just might as well quit making excuses. You're not saved because you don't want to be saved. You'd rather have your pride and your lust and your sin and rather live like hell and then go to heaven when you die. That's not going to happen, folks. No, sir. I believe in deathbed repentance, but I sure wouldn't put no stock in it. What if you never get to that bed? Oh, but my friend, listen, old Trailblazer is going to be honest with you. You're a low-down sinner. You don't have any goodness. No goodness ever crossed your mind. You might be intellectually sound. You might be morally clean, but the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? It's inside what's sinful. It's that inside. And my friend, but listen, the Lord is able. The Lord is able. Go through the New Testament especially and read all of the occasions where the Lord saved sinners, and you'll see who he saved. Now, this is the Old Trailblazer, Pastor Pendarvis. Remember my mailing address? The Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. And then call me, will you? My phone number is air code 225-664-8658. And if you will, help me with the broadcast a little. Pray for me. Would you do that? Bye, and God bless you. If you missed part of today's broadcast or would like a recording, the Old Trailblazer broadcast is now available for download to your phone, to your iPad or computer via podcast. Find out more about our podcast by visiting our website at radiomissions.org. That's radiomissions.org.